This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu today led the reading of the preamble to the Constitution at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day. Speaking on the occasion, she said, "The Constitution is the cornerstone of the national identity and it is the guiding framework for moving the nation forward, replacing the colonial mindset with a nationalist vision." She said the Constitution provides a very effective framework for expressing the aspirations of the people.
सामाजिक, आर्थिक एवं राजनैतिक न्याय, स्वतंत्रता, समता और बंधुता। मुझे ये देखकर हर्ष होता है कि इन सभी आयामों पर संसद सदस्यों ने संविधान निर्माताओं की परिकल्पनाओं को यथार्थ स्वरूप प्रदान किया है।
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said the Constitution embodies the collective wisdom, sacrifice and the dreams of millions of countrymen who fought for freedom. He added that the great scholars, the drafting committee and the members of the Constitutional Assembly gave insightful thoughts to fulfill the hopes and aspirations of crores of Indians.
The whole world is now celebrating democracy, but democracy is not a new concept to our mother Bharat. History reveals that democracy has been existing in the places like Vaishali in the north and the Chola rulers adopted Kudavola in the south. That makes us proud to call Bharat as the mother of democracy.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla in his address said, under the guidance of the Constitution, the country has embarked on a transformative journey of good governance and socio-economic development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written to the citizens on the occasion of Constitution Day, recalling the historic adoption of the Constitution in 1949, underlining the enduring role of the Constitution in guiding the nation's progress. Mr. Modi in his letter noted that in 2015, the government declared 26 November as the Constitution Day to honour the sacred document. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility in Hyderabad, Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, he said that India is among the world's fastest growing domestic aviation markets. He said India welcomes investment and innovation, and the production-linked incentive PLI schemes have attracted global companies to choose India as their destination. The Prime Minister said that India views those who invest in the country not merely as investors, but as co-creators. He added that the government regard them as stakeholders in the pursuit of a Viksit Bharat.
ग्लोबल इन्वेस्टमेंट और ग्लोबल इंडस्ट्रीज को आकर्षित करने के लिए हमने स्वतंत्र भारत के कुछ सबसे बड़े रिफॉर्म्स किए. पहला हमने अर्थव्यवस्था के दरवाजे खोले, दूसरा हमने अपनी फंडामेंटल्स को और मजबूत किया, तीसरा हमने बिजनेस को आसान बनाया. अधिकांश सेक्टर्स में 100% एफडीआई ऑटोमेटिक रूट से संभव है. डिफेंस जैसे सेक्टर जहां पहले प्राइवेट सेक्टर को जगह नहीं थी, वहां भी 74% तक एफडीआई ऑटोमेटिक रूट से खोल दिया गया है.
The NIA today arrested a Faridabad resident for harboring terrorist Umar Unnabi in the Delhi terror blast case. In a statement, the NIA informed that the accused, identified as Soyeb from Faridabad in Haryana, is the seventh prime accused arrested in the case. Investigations have revealed that Soyeb had provided logistical support to terrorist Umar Unnabi ahead of the 10th November car bombing that killed several persons and left many others injured outside the Red Fort in the national capital. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said that the journey of the Union Public Service Commission has strengthened the administrative structure of the country. Addressing the centenary year celebrations of UPSC in New Delhi, he said that the transparency, accountability, impartiality and confidentiality of this institution have recognized UPSC as a transparent body across the world. The United Nations has formally started the selection and appointment process for the next UN Secretary General. Annalena Baerbock, President of the United Nations General Assembly, said in a statement that she has signed a joint letter with the President of the United Security Council for the month of November to formally initiate the selection. India lost to South Africa by 408 runs in the second test in Guwahati to complete a 2-0 series sweep today. Chasing a target of 549, India were all out for 140 on the final day of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.